But this road of discipleship led to persecution, and it led to affliction. For in verse 7, we find that he becomes, verse 6, we find that he does not, he faces affliction, and he turned away. Now notice also in verse 5, the Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. My, that's the characteristics of a true servant, and a true person is who is learning how to serve the Lord. Now comes the affliction that we have, the determination of the servant in verses 6 and 7. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. So here is the afflicted and the one who is now suffering. The trials have started. And the Lord Jesus, this humble servant who is rejected, now he is afflicted. They're laying hands upon him. And he did not turn aside. He did not rebel. He did not turn aside. Even though he underwent physical sufferings, he speaks about his back. He speaks about his cheeks. He speaks about his face. Let's remember, may I say, let's remember that quite often we concentrate on the physical sufferings of the Lord Jesus. And that is right. They are recorded for us repeatedly. But that does not compare to the deep suffering of the servant of the Lord Jesus, of our substitute, when he bore our sin and was separated from God for all eternity on our behalf and cried out, my God, why have you left me in the lurch? That's a suffering that we will never be able to enter into. We can't quantify this, but let this be a representation of the sufferings of the Lord. This, from here to here, would represent his physical sufferings. From here to here would enter into the chastisement and the sufferings he received when our sins and our hell was placed upon him. Of course, only God can do that. Only God can take eternity of suffering and separation of the sinner and put it into a 6-hour period of time. Then the third hour to the ninth hour. 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Then he died. Only God can do that, because he created time. But in that time, our Lord Jesus Christ went into that suffering. Notice here it says in verses 6 and 7, I won't be disgraced in verse 7. I won't be disgraced. The Lord will help me. I won't be disgraced. I've set my face like a flint in the determination of God. Let's do a cross-reference here. Luke 9:51, please. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Luke chapter 9:51. Now it came to pass, verse 51, when the time had come for him to be received up, that is back in heaven, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Steadfastly. Like a flint. Like a solid stone. I will do my Father's will. Now it says in our third point, the vindication of the servant. God who is with me will justify me. Now this is not a justification of salvation. The Lord doesn't need to be saved. But this word also means vindicate me. God will vindicate me. He is on my side. He will defend me. He will bring me through. So here we have insights into this servant as he does his work. He gets discouraged. He calls on God to vindicate him, like Job of old. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Where are you? You're the only one I've got. Where are you, Lord? Says Job. So here the Lord Jesus Christ says he will vindicate him. He is near, verse 8, he is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? This is borrowed language now that comes out in Romans chapter 8, incidentally. Romans chapter 8. Who will bring any charge against God's elect? This is the borrowed language. He is near who vindicates me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near. Sure, the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. They will all disappear. They will all disappear. God will defend me. God will vindicate me. Please remember who the servant is, really is, and the situation that he is in. Perhaps if you're in the situation, you would say, whoa, wow, this program's gone all wrong. John the Baptist had a doubt, didn't he? John the Baptist had a doubt. Well, I'm in prison, and I've said the day of the Lord's coming, and he's going to lay the axe to the root of the tree, and he's going to burn up the wicked, and he's going to establish his kingdom, and here I am in jail. Please ask him if he is the one to come. Okay? John the Baptist in prison. And the Lord very graciously said, tell him, and then the things that you are to tell him, you'll find in Isaiah chapter 35. He quotes Isaiah 35. The lame walk, the blind see. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. Come on, John the Baptist. Come on, John. The Lord knows how to speak a word to the weary, you see? Yeah. He's learned how to. God's opened his ears. God's opened his ears. And he's teaching. How often? Morning by morning. Morning by morning. Amen. Amen. Now here, as we get towards the end, we have the consolation that is given to the Lord's servants in verse 10. You see, the Lord will have disciples. The servant will have disciples himself. By being such a person and being able to speak this way, he will draw disciples, as did John the Baptist. One thing I'm a bit upset about in the Bible was, it says, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, just the way John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. And I said, I want that prayer too. The prayer that John the Baptist told them to pray. I wonder what that prayer was. I wonder what that prayer was. Well, I tell you what, it was very close. The prayer we call the Lord's Prayer, and it would be largely about setting up his coming promised kingdom and how to live in anticipation of that coming kingdom. We believe the words, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth, is a prayer for the Messianic kingdom to be established that Jesus was offering. Right there and then, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is, repent for the apocalyptic, covenanted kingdom that's promised in the Old Testament. It's imminent. Get ready. Get ready. The Jews believed that they had a right to be in the world to come, the age to come, Yom Olam, the world to come, by being a Jew. That was their belief. They had a right to be in the kingdom. They were looking for ethnicity.